And I think one of the key things to making a business successful is doing what you say you're going to do, constantly following up, never take no for an answer. And if you're going to continue getting no for an answer, then you figure out what it is that you're doing that isn't fitting the niche that you need to be in.
I'm talking today with Kim Zoeller, president and founder of Image Dynamics. Kim and her team work with companies to help their people be more productive and develop their process to be more profitable. Kim's clients include household names such as Microsoft, Chase, American Airlines, Toyota, and Southern Methodist University. As an indication of her clients' success, Kim's business is 100% referral-based, and 80% of her clients have worked with her for at least 20 years. Welcome, Kim.
Thanks, Nick.
Now, Kim, in her testimonial, Jan Ledoux from SMU Cox Business School says that the best word to describe Image Dynamics is integrity. What a great word. What do you think she means by that?
Well, we've worked with Jan for a long time, and I think that what she means by that is that we are very true to our word, and we're very flexible with our clients, and we always strive to do the best work for them. So that sounds normal. You know, anyone else would say that. I think that one of the biggest things that makes Image Dynamics unique is that we tailor everything to our clients. We pay special attention to them. We make sure that whatever we do, that everyone walks out of a session, if it's a training session or a coaching session, knowing that that was for them, that it was all about them. And that may be what Jan meant.
Okay. Well, this kind of taps into the next question in that you have a remarkable long-term client retention rate, 80%, 90% in some cases. What would you say has been the biggest factor in your success?
I would say the biggest factor is the way we build relationships and the importance we place on those relationships. You know, every client, whether they are small or a larger client, is important to us. And we really take good care of every single person. And as I said when we were talking about Jan and integrity, we really take the time to get to know our clients. We take the time to make sure that we know who they are, and they never feel like they're just some random person or random group that we just show up to.
I see. In our ever-changing world that is full of technological innovations and new things that are coming on the scene almost weekly, it seems, what are the obstacles and challenges that you're still working on?
Our biggest obstacles are, as you were talking about change, those are our obstacles with what's changing in audience, what's changing in generations, what's changing in how people learn in companies and what their needs are. And we look at those challenges and we say, well, how can we turn these into opportunities for us? And what we've done and what makes us successful is we look at them and we say, all right, this is a learning that we need to do for ourselves or for our clients. So, for instance, generational differences, that's something that is, it's really become a challenge for a lot of our clients. So we turned it into a learning and a training, and how do they adapt in their workplace to be better. So we've been very lucky that our challenges have really turned into opportunities, and our clients are big advocates for us. That's never been a challenge either.
Well, that's interesting. Now, you say generational differences. I assume by that you mean within a company, you may have some 20-somethings and some even 50 or 60-somethings, and that's what you mean by generational differences?
Exactly. And companies are finding that they're just having difficulties keeping one generation happy versus another, and an older generation may say, we've done it that way before, and a younger generation says, who cares? Let's move on and let's do something different. And there's actually great learning from both, because the younger generations can really learn from their predecessors, and the older generation can learn from their younger colleagues who are so advanced from a technology standpoint and what's going on around them in different ways.
Interesting. And so that's one of the things that you do when you assess a situation is you look for, let's say, generational differences. And that's one of the areas that you might want to concentrate on, especially if it's causing friction in a particular company. That's one of the areas that you might work on, among others.
Correct, correct. And really, that's where we look at our clients and say, what are your needs? Where can we help you? We are not an off-the-shelf training company, so we would never go in and say, okay, these are our core courses. This is what we do, because we tailor everything to our clients. And that's why many of our clients, we've worked for them for so long, and many times it's the same people over that time period, because we're constantly shifting and changing with them.
Interesting. What's the best advice you've received from someone in your business niche?
My mentor said this to me years ago, don't create mediocrity when you can copy genius. And he said that there are so many things to learn from other people and what they're doing, that really have your eyes open to everything around you and you'll continue to grow.
That's good advice. In your opinion, what's the secret sauce that many in your industry are missing?
It sounds very simple, but I would say the secret sauce for any business is the follow-up and the relationships that you build. Many times people take no as a no, or they say, okay, I'll follow up, and then they never do. And I think one of the key things to having a secret sauce to making a business successful is doing what you say you're going to do, constantly following up, never take no for an answer. And if you're going to continue getting no for an answer, then you figure out what it is that you're doing that isn't fitting the niche that you need to be in.
Okay.
To add to that, it's the small things, like the follow-up and doing what you say you're going to do. I find that many times people lose business because they never follow up. They hear that someone isn't ready for something, or they say no, and then they never follow up. They don't put themselves in a position to create the long-term relationship. In order to be able to listen to them, you have to create the relationship so that they'll talk to you. And in order to do that, it's constant. It never ends. That, I think, is the key why businesses like mine or small businesses fail.
Okay, well, that kind of leads into my next question, which is, what's the key practice or tactic you keep coming back to? And that is to use a hackneyed phrase, the devil is in the details. You are really paying attention to your clients' needs to the extent that you're not letting anything fall through the cracks?
Absolutely. It's paying attention to their needs. It's listening to special things about them. It's bringing them back up. It's being flexible. When they need to shift and change, that you shift and change and don't make people feel bad about that. That you are available when they need you within reason, that you're there for them, and flexible. Flexible, I think, is the key.
Yeah, it certainly is. And so many businesses have a my way or the highway attitude. And I think that they lose business because of it. And they certainly don't retain clients as you have, because you have to go with the flow. You have to change with the times. You have to look at what is happening in your client's world and adapt to that in a way that works within your own business model, but more important, works within the client's world.
Exactly.
Okay, so what does your next level of success look like for your business?
So as we continue to grow, it really is, it's fitting a niche with not only the training, but the design for our clients, and taking that on a bigger scale. So for us, for our growth, that's a part of it. And we find that our clients are getting more and more into making sure that the actual design of what they do and their processes are really clear, so that every person who represents their company knows how to represent it. So that's one piece of it. The other growth piece for us is my partner Carrie and I will continue to write. We've been very fortunate to have two great book publishers like McGraw-Hill and Career Press represent us and ask us to write different books for them. And so that's another piece of our success and another piece of our growth.
I see. Okay. So what advice would you give to a person who is considering entering your field or somebody that you're considering bringing into your company, a new person?
The biggest piece of advice is, I think, their attitude of how they approach their clients, how they approach the work, how they realize that no work is beneath them, and to listen to everything people say and look at every person as a coach, as a mentor. What can I pick from this? What can I take? It really is about having a growth mindset and not having a fixed mindset. And within that growth mindset, it is looking at everything in front of you and saying, what can I learn from this? And then how can I apply this to what I'm doing on an everyday basis? And I would say be really careful to nurture all those relationships and realize that that nurturing, it never ends. You might have a great relationship with someone, but don't take it for granted. It is constant, because out of sight is out of mind.
That's great advice, really is, for any business, really, not just in your field. That's good advice. Is there anything that you'd like to add to this conversation about your business, something new that you're getting involved in, or anything that we didn't cover?
Well, I think that being global is incredibly important. And we just, in the last year, have opened an office in India. And I think that one of the most important things as far as advice or just knowing about looking around and seeing what's out there and how to be more successful is realizing that we live in such a global arena. And if we're not playing in it fully, then we're going to lose out. And that's a really big piece, especially for small businesses, is don't become where you're just solely focused in a small place, but look beyond, because there's so much out there.
Yeah, that's great advice, especially to people who, like us, are in the advice business, because you don't necessarily have to be on location to uncover people's challenges and then give them solutions for those challenges with all the technology that we have available. Somebody in India, except for the time zones difference, if I were speaking to you and you were in India, who would know, you know?
Right.
Can't really tell with Skype and email and the internet and so forth. So that's great advice. So, Kim, what's the best way for people to contact you, and what new types of businesses are you looking to work with?
Well, the best way to contact us is to go to our website at www.idimage.com. And or call us at 214-361-2687. And as far as new businesses, you know, Nick, it's an interesting thing. People say, what types of businesses do you work with? And we work with everything from retail to automobile to technology companies. And so for us, the clients that we look for are the clients that want to grow their people, that look at their people as assets in their business, and really look to grow them. And so it doesn't matter if the company's small or large. That's our niche. Our niche is about people growth.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thanks, Kim. And I wish you continued success in your business.
Thanks, Nick, so much. Thanks for having me on.